This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. New research finds that land managers should let some fires burn to reduce the risk of bigger fires. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
Putting wildfires out quickly is often the default response. Yet decades of aggressive fire suppression and the overgrowth it leads to is widely acknowledged as one of the key factors behind today's wildfire crisis. Scott Franz with Northern Arizona University's Ecological Restoration Institute says many managers worry about the professional risks they face when choosing something other than full suppression.
The risks are often too great compared to the rewards.
To figure out what might help shift that calculus, he and his co-author surveyed fireline professionals.
Easily the most tightly grouped consensus was around getting the explicit support from leadership.
Also helpful, he said, would be making it easier for managers to get credit toward their land management goals and objectives by allowing wildfires to burn acres at low and medium intensities. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Pedestrian deaths are up across Colorado. The state's transportation department says they've risen by 88% since 2015. Last year, 120 pedestrians were killed in traffic crashes. The counties with the highest numbers were Adams, Denver, and El Paso. So far this year, Denver has seen 25 pedestrian deaths, a big jump from last year. State officials say the end of daylight savings time is a particularly dangerous period because most pedestrian deaths happen when it's dark outside. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you so much for listening.